Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
7:40 on this Monday morning. There are so many shipwrecks in the Great Lakes, particularly here in Lake Huron. One was discovered after many, many years. The Ironton has been in the waters of Lake Huron underwater since 1894. Joining us right now to talk about the discovery of the Ironton and its significance is the superintendent of the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary, Jeff Gray. Jeff, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, good morning. Thanks. It's great to be on.
The Ironton had been rumored, and I guess has been proven true, that the lifeboat was still tied to the ship itself.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing discovery. But then, you know, when we think of these shipwrecks, we think of the object themselves, and there's this amazing piece of history that's preserved by that cold, fresh water Lake Huron. But really what those objects do is they tell us about people, and it's very haunting to see that lifeboat there. When the Ironton sank, it was in a collision with a vessel called the Ohio, which we actually found a few years back. But the Ironton stayed afloat for a while, and the crew was fighting to keep it afloat. And when it was finally starting to sink, they went to that lifeboat trying to get in to save their lives, but they couldn't detach it from the boat. The men went in the water. The boat went down. The Ironton went down, took the lifeboat with it. Five of the seven crew died in that sinking, and you just have to wonder, had that lifeboat been able to be deployed, would those men be alive? You know, would they have survived that incident? And when we went down the first time to see this wreck and seeing that lifeboat there completely preserved next to the ship was pretty haunting.
How in the world do you even find a shipwreck like that? I mean, because it went down, obviously, you know, long before there was any sort of, radio technology. It wouldn't have been able to signal from, its point where it went down. Where do you start, and how long did it take to find the Ironton?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, that a little bit has to do with what the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary is. We're just up the road from you. You know, jump on 23 and head north to Alpena. And we're essentially a national park in the water. And there's about 200 or so historic shipwrecks within this marine protected area. And so we're systematically mapping Lake Huron, not just to find the shipwrecks, but to better understand the lake itself. We're getting data on different fish habitat, invasive species, updating the charts for shipping. So the technology we use is a multi-beam sonar. It's basically using sound to map the bottom of Lake Huron. We know more about the surface of the moon than we do the bottom of Lake Huron, which is hard for people to really understand. But, the data is critical to protecting. You know, we're so lucky to have Lake Huron in our backyard. It's a international significant natural resource. And when we're doing that science, we sometimes find some of these hidden shipwrecks that are just unbelievably preserved by that cold, fresh water. Some of the best preserved shipwrecks in the entire world are right here in Lake Huron.
Yeah. So the Ironton has been there since 1894, was discovered, I guess, in 2019, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We were doing the mapping expedition, and we actually brought in some pretty amazing technology with Bob Ballard, Dr. Robert Ballard. He's the individual that found the Titanic. That tells you how significant the resources are. This is probably one of the world's most renowned ocean explorers. He's been doing research in Lake Huron since about 2000. So he was here, and he helped bring in some technology with autonomous mapping boats. These are surface vessels that are using this very, very high technology, mapping technology, where these boats are operated from shore, and they're out what we call mowing the lawn, going back and forth across the lake, painting, you know, the bottom of the lake with sound, really trying to understand the lake and finding some of this remarkable history that's hidden below the waves.
That is fascinating. When I first heard about this last week, Jeff, two of the first questions that popped into my head were, why are we just now hearing about this in 2023? And and where exactly in Lake Huron was it? And it soon became very obvious that you wanted to keep this secure. while you really studied it before everybody could come and pile on and disturb the site, right?
Exactly, and that 2019 discovery was really that when we looked at it with sound. And if your viewers go to NOAA.gov, they can see some amazing video and images and just see how remarkably intact the vessel is. But we just saw the sonar images of it. So we didn't actually, what we like to call, put our eyes on it, which either means put divers or underwater robots and get video of it. So it took us a little bit of time to mount an expedition to get to it. It's very deep. We haven't released the coordinates or the depth yet, but we'll do that soon. We encourage people to come visit the sites up here and dive them. There's some shallow ones that I could take if you want to come visit. I could take you snorkeling on or a glass bottom boat to get out there. So it is really remarkable. But those expeditions allowed us to thoroughly document the site, study it, positively identified as Ironton. But just with that data, we're able to track and see how the vessel changes over time. But we're excited to share it with people. We want people to experience it, but we want to make sure the next generation can enjoy it the same way we do today.
We're talking with Jeff Gray, superintendent of the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary. I don't need an exact number, but like ballpark, how many other shipwrecks are there out there that you're actively looking for right now?
That's you know, so through the historical record, we have our historians scouring through newspaper reports, lighthouse reports, that we think there's about 200 or so in and around the sanctuary up here in Northern Lake Huron. We pretty much are Alcona, Alpena, and Presque Isle counties. So we think in that area there's about 200, and we've only identified about half of them. So
wow.
There could be up to 100 more to find, which is absolutely remarkable and exciting. We don't find ones like this every year, especially this one. When I say it's intact, it's hard to call it a shipwreck. It is a ship sitting on the bottom of the lake. Its masts are still standing, the rigging coming down. To my friends that work in the ocean around the country, that they call the Great Lakes shipwrecks a Disney shipwreck because it looks like something out of a movie. They're so well preserved.
That's a great analogy. Finally, Jeff, tell us a little bit more about the Thunder Bay National Marine Sanctuary for people that may want to know more or visit and how they can connect with you.
Yeah, we're headquartered up here in Alpena, and we'd love to people visit. We have an amazing visitor center, the Great Lakes Maritime Heritage Center, which is open year-round in the summer. We often offer glass-bottom boat tours of some of these shallow-water wrecks. You know, this wreck is in very deep water. The Ironton's in very, very deep water. Not everybody has the skill to go visit, but we have shipwreck for everyone. I mean, some that you can literally wade out to and see, or go on a glass-bottom boat and not see without getting wet. But our job is really to protect the Great Lakes and the rich history. What made this place a national designation is the shipwrecks, but we do work on fisheries, water quality, climate change, all different types of stuff trying to protect Lake Huron. We have a very, very robust education program. We're engaging with students, trying to connect them to Lake Huron, trying to connect them to different STEM technologies through robotics programs and things like that. And, there's no place better in the summer than to come visit Northeast Michigan. So hopefully we'll see some of your listeners up here and they can learn more about the sanctuary.
All right. Sounds fantastic. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.